Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Welcome to today's Kartik Inspiration. Sometimes when we make a special effort to come closer to Krishna, he does not immediately reciprocate because he wants to see that our efforts have the right motivation. It is formed not by passionate immaturity, but that it is a devotional effort with a devotional longing. So today in the morning I felt I'm trying to chant more rounds, read more, be more attentive of him, but where is his answer? Where's his reciprocation? Where's the sign that he cares? And I've almost felt a little bit despondent. So I decided, let me leave my bhajan kutir and just wander without limits here and there. I did so until I found a peaceful place and started to chant. As I chanted, I came into the state where I was no longer aware of my surroundings. And then all of a sudden, in that receptive state, I remembered a verse which Srila Prabhupada said is the most important verse of the entire Vedic scriptures. This verse was something like a hint which way I should go in order to reach Krishna. Here is the verse. Yasya deva para bhaktiya yata deva tata guru tasyaite katita shata prakashante mahatmana. Only unto those souls who have implicit faith unto the Lord and the Spirit Master are all the imports, means the important insights, of the Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. Prakashante means it becomes manifest like a light of a candle that is lit. So, wow, the next thing I noticed was some sound before me. So I opened my eyes and saw a pilgrim who spread a nice decorative cloth before me on the ground and then firmly implanted on that cloth, which was something like an altar cloth, the picture of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the guru of my own spiritual master, and some other Vaishnava luminaries, a great spiritual master in my own lineage or sampradaya. And then this devotee also firmly put a flower pot with Tulsi Devi inside. Now this has significance. I understood that yes, if you want to go to Krishna, go the path which has been walked by the enlightened souls. Follow them. Have faith that by following in their footsteps, you will reach your desired goal. And secondly, Tulsi is one of the five gatekeepers. It says, Ye tumara sharana loi tara vansha puna hoi. That if anyone takes shelter in Tulsi Devi, then all his or her spiritual desires will be fulfilled. Wow, that was reciprocation or divine reciprocation. Thank you very much, and may Krishna send us all again these people into our lives who spell out or show to us that which is necessary in order to go the path and reach the goal. Hare Krishna. See you very soon for the next Kartik inspiration.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama.